As we know by now, the U.S. Supreme Court, on a 9-0 vote, ruled against Colorado's move to ban former President Donald Trump from the ballot. Colorado, Maine, and Illinois declared that he violated the Insurrection Clause of the Constitution's 14th Amendment. On a subsequent 5-4 ruling, the SCOTUS decision makes clear that only Congress, and by a 2/3 majority vote, has the power to disqualify candidates under Section 3 of the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, and not the states. President Biden and former President Trump both took major steps forward to clinching renomination with almost clean sweeps in the Super Tuesday voting entities. Both men were respectively one win short of claiming every primary and caucus. Expect Mr. Trump to clinch a first ballot nomination victory for the Republicans on March 12th. President Biden will likewise secure the Democratic nod on March 19th. California's premier campaign is the open U.S. Senate race. With more than half the votes recorded, both Democratic Representative Adam Schiff and Republican retired baseball star Steve Garvey have been projected to capture ballot positions in the general election. At this point, Congressman Schiff has 33% of the vote compared to Mr. Garvey's 32%. They easily defeated Democratic Representatives Katie Porter and Barbara Lee and several others. The Ohio Republican Senate primary will be decided on March 19th, and a new Fabrizio Lee and Associates survey suggests that a separation among the tightly bunched candidates is occurring, attributing businessman Bernie Marino's more substantial lead to former President Trump endorsing him. Fabrizio Lee, polling for the Marino campaign, projects a 10-point lead for the first-time candidate, which represents a gain of 8 percentage points since the December published survey. Mr. Marino would lead Secretary of State Frank LaRose and State Senator Matt Dolan by a 31-21-19% split. The Ohio Senate race is one of the most important in the country, and viewed as a must-win for Republican hopes of capturing a sustaining Senate chamber majority. The winner of the plurality primary will then face three-term incumbent Democratic Senator Sherrod Brown. In a mild surprise, U.S. Representative Colin Allred secured majority support in the crowded Texas U.S. Senate Democratic primary, and he clinched the party nomination outright. Mr. Allred will now challenge Republican Senator Ted Cruz. Turnout heavily favored Republicans, however. The total Allred vote was just 29% of Senator Cruz's aggregate total. In the one-paired incumbent House primary due to a new redistricting plan, GOP Congressman Barry Moore upset fellow Republican Congressman Jerry Carl in southern Alabama. Turning to North Carolina, the open governor's race now has party nominees. As expected, Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson won for the Republicans, while Democratic Attorney General Josh Stein captured his party's nomination. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.